I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. It's been 48 years since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famed speech, A Time to Break Silence, at New York City's Riverside Church, in which he linked civil rights to opposition to the Vietnam War, exactly a year before his untimely passing. Community Alliance of Lane County will commemorate the events with a dramatic reading of that speech at First Christian Church in Eugene on Sunday afternoon, April 12th. It will be directed by Carol Horn Dennis, who is with us in the KLCC studios, along with Marion Malcolm, who will also be one of the readers. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's really nice to be here.
Well, what about this speech is most central to the struggles of the current day?
He, in the speech, makes the connections between what he calls the giant triplets of racism, materialism, and militarism. And look at what's going on in the world today, both internationally with all of the conflict areas that the U.S. is involved in, and then also look at what's been happening in our country regarding racial violence in the last year or so. And then look at the money that we're spending on the war, which could go such a long way to addressing the social problems we have in the United States if it were redirected.
It's almost heartbreaking how relevant it still is. After all these years, the military-industrial complex has just grown and grown and grown, and everything we do overseas is much more about corporate profit than it is about human rights.
That speech was made under the auspices of clergy and laymen concerned about Vietnam, which was the precursor organization to CALC. CALC here in Eugene is still going strong, and in fact, in 2016, will celebrate its 50th anniversary of activity in this community, always trying to connect the issues of economic justice, racial justice, social justice in general, and the incredibly high costs of militarism. So a lot of work that CALC is doing right now has to do with addressing the issue of homelessness. And, of course, one piece of that issue of homelessness is the number of homeless veterans who, you know, we patriotically send off to war and then kind of throw in the street when they come home.
Carol, how will the dramatic reading be presented?
As I read through the speech, I found themes. So what I did was I paired community leaders together to take those page and a half or two-page sections, and we have a sort of a chanting choir, like a Greek chorus, that reminds us of that theme. One of the things I love about this speech is that the way Dr. King always blended head and heart. And so there are those times in this speech where he gives the details of how we got there and the damage that we're doing in such a way that you really hear it. But he also provides solutions.
Do you have an excerpt of that speech for us?
I do. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. On the one hand, we are called to play the Good Samaritan on life's roadside. But that will only be an initial act. One day we must come to see that the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be constantly beaten and robbed as they make their journey on life's highway. Today's compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It is not haphazard and superficial. It comes to see that an edifice that produces beggars needs restructuring. A true revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. With righteous indignation, it will look across the seas and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia, Africa, and South Africa, only to take profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries and say, this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry in Latin America and say, this is not just.
Any thoughts on the values, the speech, the community reading that's coming up?
If you have young folks in your families and you'd like them to get a sense of the history of the rise of capitalism as a value in America over democracy, this is a wonderful event to bring them to. It just lets us see where we're headed. And before we go over the cliff, I think it's really important to pull back those reins.
Marion Malcolm and Carol Horn Dennis with a community reading of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, A Time to Break Silence, originally delivered at New York's Riverside Church on April 4th, 1967. The reading will be presented by Community Alliance of Lane County at 4 p.m. on Sunday, April 12th at First Christian Church in Eugene as part of a series of events commemorating the Vietnam War and the origins of Calc. For more information, see calclane.org. For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.